This is My Audio Bits, the world of audiobook library.
This is My Audio Bits, The Darkest Path by Chetan Batra. Narrated by Vaishak Dilip Kumar.
For all those who encourage me to fly towards my dreams, let's rise up together. Acknowledgements. Writing a book is never an easy task. It takes a lot of effort from the author from the start till the end. Going through all the complexities of emotions, dreams, and hard work. Moreover, writing an enchanting thriller is much more complicated than it looks. I have tried my best with this one, and I hope it is thoroughly accepted by my readers. Thank you, the divine mystery of this universe, for kept me move through all the difficulties of my life. Most importantly, my parents and my elder brother always have kind to me and supported me in every possible manner to help me publish this book. My sincere prayers to God for giving me so much strength to complete this book. My best friend, Mankaran, for believing in me and putting incredible trust in my writing. All my close friends and fellow author mates for their eternal love and support. To my friends in PURC and PUSSGRC for appreciating my talent and recognizing me as an author. My editor, Niladri Mitra, for his immense contribution in giving the book its final shape. My publisher, Tushti Bhatia, and her entire team in flipping pages for making this dream come true. Finally, to my readers for picking up the book and making it a comfortable companion. Prologue. It was a bitterly cold night. Pratham was running down the street on his way home. He was late. His mother was constantly calling him as she was worried about him. The wind started to howl at a high speed and it was about to rain, but before he could get wet, he reached home. His mother was waiting at the door as he entered. She sighed a deep breath of relief. "Where have you been so late at night?" his mother asked, as his father also joined them. "Don't ask, Mom. Had too much work in the office. As you know, the elections are coming up. Had to double my efforts," Pratham answered her. "How many times I have told you, please come early. We both are not accustomed to this new house. We feel unsafe here," she told him. "Okay, Mom, don't worry. I will try to come early from now on," he assured her. "Good, your food is ready. Go change your clothes. We are waiting for you in the dining hall," his mother said. "Sure," Pratham replied and rushed towards his room. He changed his clothes, got freshened up, and joined them in the dining hall. "Beta, can we win this time?" his dad asked as they started to eat. "Yes, I'm confident around 75% of the voters are in our favor. Let's see, fingers crossed." "That's great. I wish you all the very best," his dad wished. While they were talking and having dinner, a loud buzz came from the outside. They rushed to see what happened and saw that a car had hit their house's front wall. "What the fuck?" Pratham was infuriated. He stepped in close to the crash site and looked for the person who might have been
Sample complete. Ready to continue?